Greetings, dear ones. I am the Keeper of Time. I join you this day because your time has intersected again. You're moving at an incredible pace. Although we know that there are difficulties, it's working. There are challenges or energy rubs that you experience as you're coming back together. In effect, you are living multidimensionally over here under one name, when you're also living over here with a similar name that may be spelled a little bit differently, or over here with an entirely different name. Your spirit can have all these experiences simultaneously. So when you bring that home, it imprints the Akashic records as a whole. Humanity is at a tipping point, dear ones. Large shift of energy put people into survival mode, and then most people can only see what's directly in front of them. Keep in mind that there are additional opportunities further down the road just out of sight. Anticipate them and allow them to be drawn to you naturally. Many of you wish to go back to the old ways, returning to the systems you knew before. We tell you, dear ones, humanity has changed. Your work is starting to adjust to that change. Although some elements will seem to fall apart because they no longer work effectively in the higher vibrations. However, it does not mean that the intent was wrong, but simply that there are energy rubs which need to be worked out. If humanity is able to step into a new harmony, these can be resolved. But if not, it will take longer. Pay attention to where these energy rubs are, dear ones, because these are the opportunities for mastery before you. Remember, you are here during the times of mastery. These are very interesting times when all the energy is pushed together very tightly and compressed. This happens because the energy is accomplishing something, although most humans only feel the pressure. The need for personal space. One of the things that this virus has brought to the planet Earth is an awareness of your own physical space. That's actually going to become very important here as things progress, but it doesn't mean that you can't be around other people or have them within your physical space. Quite simply, it means that there is a new awareness of personal space. Now it is as if your world has suddenly changed and the rules are different. With the distancing, people are becoming aware of where their energy is. Interestingly enough, if someone were to come up behind them, they would feel that even if they couldn't see them. The Keeper used to have an exercise during his seminars where he would line people up on one side of the room, then their partners on the other side of the room. They would walk forward with a straight line, and their partners would be holding their hands in a straight line. One person was blindfolded. The idea was that the person could get as close to the other person as they could without touching them. It was a fascinating exercise in learning how to feel other people's energy. It was perfect because it allowed people to start trusting in their own senses. If you live in a crowded city, such as New York City or Amsterdam, there is a stimulation of energy field because there are constantly people all around. Some people are drawn to the energy because it feeds them, while others feel lost in the confusion. Humans are now witnessing a migration pattern out of the cities, into suburbs and surrounding areas. Cities will still thrive as major hubs on Earth, but some people will now realize they suddenly require more personal space. Further migrations will eventually begin northward as the climate changes. Over periods of time, you can see much of this taking place as people are becoming more aware of their personal space. Of course, the virus is also working with the aspects of loosening the ethereal body, which is one of the main attributes that you must master to proceed to the next level. This is a collective mastery, and everyone on the planet is included, even the animal kingdom. There is another virus waiting to cross over in a similar fashion. But at this time, we place it somewhere around late 2021. However, massive energy is being focused right now to stop that virus from crossing over. With some focus and energetics from your side of the veil, it does not ever have to enter your reality. Repel it with your thoughts now, and then give it no mind. Right now, humanity is still confronted with a novel virus. It has never been on this planet before, which makes it very difficult because people are using old rules to try and work with these new systems. Humanity is adjusting. Many of those systems now with your hospitals, first responders in the forefront. Yes, they are doing an incredible job and have already learned a tremendous amount about this virus. They are trying to share this information amongst themselves, and at some point, a central hub to collect that information would be very helpful. Since trust is not yet in place on a global database, would not work at this time. However, we are hopeful. From an energetic perspective, lightworkers are creating the overall collective energy field around humanity. This is happening much the same way that a magnetosphere surrounds your Earth. These fields surround and protect your physical bodies as a collective. The field is growing, and some of these possibilities are now available, mostly because of the adjustments in the awareness of personal space. Much of the cost of the virus has been postponed and propped up because of politics. You'll soon see several things happen very quickly as the real cost of the virus begins to show. If the hearts of humanity has sufficiently merged, it will pass soon, and hope and building new will emerge. If not, it will take longer. No more secrets. The internet. You may find that the internet is somewhat of a difficult place to be right now. It appears that war, as humans have known it, has moved online. Hacking is being used by countries to attack other countries, infrastructures, power companies, and high-level individuals. As this becomes big business, the majority of people are affected by the outcome but do not see the origins. Of course, this can only be accomplished if people are sufficiently divided. On an individual level, humans have entered a new relationship with the internet, for they are now the product being sold. Not long ago, humans were concerned that their personal information was stolen or revealed. For most, that has already happened at least once. The larger concern is the information that's being collected and sold with your permission. With new technologies, companies not only know your information, but they know what motivates you and what to place in front of you. It has become a business model and is perfectly legal by your laws. Over several years, this has been a major factor in the separation of humanity that you actually see today. Each person seems to live in their own uniquely built reality, which always reflects them favorably. What we suggest is that you visit the internet as you want to, but do not live there. Keep in mind that if the products you are using on the internet are free, most of the time, you and your actions are the real product. And that behavior information will be sold to others. These are carefully designed to shift your alternate realities, ultimately having the effect of altering your behavior. COVID-19. Common sense will get rid of this virus. However, the biggest challenge is that roughly 70 to 80% of the people who get it don't know they have it or never feel sick. They're highly contagious and outspreading it around, and even though they may never have a physical symptom, are only mild ones, and that's the challenge. So finding ways of working in the new world a bit more separated. Assume that everyone is contagious and it will come under control quickly. In time, you'll be able to hug people again, but do not think the things that you used to do. These things can only be mastered collectively with the collective of humanity. Everyone can help by looking for ways that people are alike, instead of focusing on the ways that people are different. Dear ones, you're all in this together. We ask you to expose yourself to a wide variety of sources of information rather than only one or two. They know how to make you turn the next page and watch the next video. Step back, take a closer look, and then choose carefully what you place into the incredible creation machine that sits atop of your shoulders. Times are shifting very quickly now, and that's part of the reason you came. Yes, there are many time travelers amongst you, and we will address that fairly soon. In the meantime, trust that you're right on target. Even though some of you feel like you're out of sorts or not sure which direction to go, remember, you have contracts that will guide you to open the doors, but you're the only one that can step through them. It is with the greatest of honor and love that we reflect you in these ways. We do this not to tell you which way to turn, but to simply show you a larger energetic picture from our perspective. Take from it what you will. The beautiful part is that even though the human experiment is separate in so many ways, as long as you carry that love, it will rebound. So it is with the greatest of love that we ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another at every opportunity, and play well together as you create a new intersection of time. Espavo, dear ones, I am the keeper of time.